With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
There it is.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Da, 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 da.
When I see you hanging around with other guys.
Da, 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 da.
It's not unusual to see me cry.
Bit of a wimp.
It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day.
Yep. Is that Tom?
Yeah.
Tom Jones.
I don't get this song.
Right.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. That is quite unusual to be loved, firstly.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
I mean, to really commit.
Yeah.
Because most people dilly-dally.
Yeah.
They don't commit.
Yeah.
They're like, and you know, they do that let's cut the shit thing 3 months in.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Where are we? They say this, where are we?
Where are we going?
So you may, yeah. So, you know, you might be walking in the park. Do you fancy a chat? Can we have a chat?
Yeah, I just feel like we need to talk.
Where are we?
I think I brought us to somewhere public so that neither of us can freak out.
Freak out when we break up. Because
I just want to know, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yeah.
Right? But I just want to know why you don't want to move in.
Why are you avoiding my eyes now?
It is unusual to be loved by someone. For them to fucking take that dive and go, you know what? I'm just going to put up with this guy. I'm going to put up with this guy forever. You know? Someone's putting up with you.
Right.
And God, and you know what you're like, and they're choosing to just be like, yeah, it's fine. I'm never going to meet the man of my dreams, so I'll just settle for the man of my waking life.
But
when I go to sleep, I'll dream about my perfect guy, and he can't stop me doing that.
No, he can't. Yeah, no, you should definitely do that as a coping strategy.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. It is, the older you get.
It is, most people.
I don't like being with most people.
You don't connect with most people.
I don't have fun with most people.
They don't get your funny, do they? They don't get your funny.
Also, you know, you're out and you have to talk to people. Sometimes,
I mean, there's like the general funny that people find funny, which isn't funny, which is, oh, you never guess what, I was walking down the road and I stepped in a puddle. That's not funny. Not really. I mean, it's something that happened, but, you know, that lacks punch. I need more, Barry.
But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. So every time Tom Jones sees his ex-girlfriend with a man,
wells up.
It's not unusual to see him cry. So what he's saying there is, it happens quite a lot.
Yeah, he's just a sensitive man from the valleys.
And the reason,
It's
not unusual to see me cry, and you go, wow, that's pretty intense. And then he ups the ante by going, I want to die.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have some backbone. She's just out. She's just out with her boyfriend.
Right.
There's no reason to cry and then have suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, he's really laying on the blackmail.
There are plenty of more fish in the hills.
Plenty more fish in the hills.
You know?
For Tom. And in Vegas.
For Tom Jones as well.
Yeah.
Mr. Everyone throws me their underwear in the
60s.
There
must be at least like three women lost in his chest hair.
Yeah.
Right now. I just got lost. Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They're just going in his chest hair.
It's not unusual to go out. I feel like this song needs a spoken word bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like the streets.
You know?
Like the streets. They should do a version. The streets should have done a cover. I don't know what's going on. It's not unusual. Do you get me? And then I took a pill and I was in a club and dancing to E.
He told me his name was Barry. Turns out it was European Dave. Everyone calls him European Dave because he spends 4 months a year in Magaluf.
Then I had a Zambuca and just kept dancing until 5 in the morning.
Some guy comes up to me, he's like, oh, mate, this is lit. I'm like, I don't know what that means, mate. I don't know what lit means.
There's no joy in the Jaeger bomb, Jaeger bomb. No joy in the Jaeger bomb. No joy in the Jaeger, Jaeger bomb.
We go get a kebab, and then across the way I see us. I sees her. She's out with European Bob. I can tell they've done a couple of his pills. I can see it in her eyes. She's gurning her tits off, eating a Donna like it's caviar.
There's no joy in the Jaeger bomb, in the Jaeger bomb, in the Jaeger bomb.
And I can't help myself. Even though I'm a little rude boy, I'm a sensitive little puppy inside. So I dry my eyes, and the tears are flooding, like floods. The tears are like the Yorkshire floods on the Yorkshire streets in 2003.
No fun in the Jaeger bomb are just my tears.
Hold me back, hold me back, hold me back. I'm not gonna fight him, I wanna fight him, hold me back.
I'm on the bus now, going home. I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know how I'm feeling. But I got some Jägermeister at home as well, so I'll have another Jaeger bomb.
The streets.
Yeah, they should have done a version like that.
He's a bit wet in this song, isn't he? Because in Delilah, in the song Delilah, he's like, I'm going to kill her, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I had the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
But what was the chronology? Bye, what song came first? Bye.
I would assume Delilah.
Delilah came first and Delilah his sounds... manager went, could you turn it down a bit?
Delilah is... it's sort of like the Western Supermare version of Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's quite dark, that song, you know?
Yeah.
It's got the same mariachi trumpets. Right.
It's contrapuntal.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Been listening to a lot of Johnny Cash this week.
Yeah.
I like that song. I like the one where he's like, I hear that train a-coming, it's coming round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps... See if you can get there.
I don't know the lyrics.
It's got one of the best lines ever in any song, which goes... When I was a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. And he goes, but I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
That's a good lyric.
That is one of the most fucking brutal lyrics I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just, why shoot him?
Just to watch him die.
Jesus Christ. The fucking balls of that man to just go and play in a fucking in a prison.
In Folsom Prison.
He did a tour, didn't he? It wasn't, that was the gig they recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, yeah, well, it's just, where can you guarantee people are going to come to the show?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They must have been off the hook, those gigs in a prison. Can you imagine how excited they were to be in the gig?
Yeah.
They must have been like, they must have kind of incentivized it as well. They had to behave really good to get to the gig as well. But when they got there, they must have gone fucking ape.
Yeah. But you wouldn't shiv Johnny Cash.
No, why would you want to shiv him?
Exactly. He was the fucking man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, well, when everyone thinks of Johnny Cash, they always think of the black suit, white shirt, open collar, king of kind of darkness.
Mm.
They always tend to forget about the Las Vegas years
yeah.
in the 70s where he wore a flowery shirt and had a television show. That's an amazing record. Folsom Prison, is that what it's called? Live in Folsom Prison?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And also, like... How do you get your booking agent to say, you're like, I think we want to go to some kind of off-the-map venues on the next tour. And your booking agent goes, oh, yeah, cool, yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, what are you thinking? Like, you know, B-Towns, Great Yarmouth, instead of Brighton. No, I'm thinking prisons.
Yeah.
I think we want to play in jail.
Think you want to play
so how do I book those gigs?
When would Scrubs?
Yeah.
Take the Kenneth there. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I'd love to play in a prison. I mean, they'd kill me quickly.
Right.
Anyway, hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 15th of March in the year 2017. The year is almost a quarter of the way through. Sorry, the show is late. Would you like to explain why it's late, Tim?
Well, it's going to be late because you and I are off to a ruddy gig.
Yeah. So this is your birthday present.
Belated birthday.
This is your birthday present.
Yeah, it's belated.
I got you by the time this comes out, we would already have been to the gig.
Yeah.
And I got Tim some tickets to see Bush.
That's right.
Your favouritest band of all time.
Well, I mean, I grew up with them. They were one of the first gigs I went to see.
And now this is their hometown as well.
And I saw them at the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Which is, they're named after Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, it was their homecoming gig, and it was 1997, so it's 20 years after they played.
They were originally going to be called The Shepherds.
The Shepherds, yeah, but that was
taken. And then that was taken.
That was taken.
By a four-piece folk band from Mersey.
Yeah.
What's happened this week? What's happened this week? This week in the news, we're Brexiting.
Right.
That's happening.
It's happening.
We're going to Brexit, finally.
Is it happening?
It's happening.
But it's going to happen over a period of time, isn't it? It's going to happen over a couple of years.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a Scottish referendum.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
Well, no, they're pushing for a referendum.
I think they should get it.
For independence.
I think they should get it.
But if they get independence...
No more United Kingdom.
No, but what will happen is they'll want to remain or join the... Well, they'll have to, as a sovereign nation, they'll have to join the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a queue. It's like a big club, the European Union. It's like a big club everyone wants to get in. So, like, they've got to just join the queue.
Yeah, no, they don't have to join the queue because they're technically in it. They're technically in the club.
No, they're not.
Yeah, yeah, they're somewhat... Yeah, they're a plus one at the minute. They're a plus
they're
one.
They're plus one. No, they stood outside the club.
No.
Boom, 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 boom. Turkey's in front of them. Turkey's in front of them, being Turkish. And then a few other countries.
No.
And they'll be like...
They're the plus one, and oh, but the main member is leaving. He's going home. He's like, I've had enough. I've drank too much.
Well, yeah.
And now they're going, oh, can we just stay?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I know he's the member.
Great Britain's kicked off in the club.
Yeah.
And puked
Great
everywhere.
Great Britain's been hurling racist epithets
everywhere.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Merkel's come over.
And now Scotland's left in there going, can we just stay?
Can we just stay?
They don't have to join the queue.
We're just enjoying it.
They haven't been told to go outside and join the queue again.
No.
I think they should get it. I'd like to be able to visit the EU.
But then they need
easily.
To come up. They need to come up with their own currency. So what would you call the Scottish unit of currency?
I would call.
What would you call it?
The what's that drink?
Whiskey.
No, Vimto.
A Vimto.
Yeah.
Five Vimtos.
What would you call it? It would be called...
The Vimto is up against the Dow Jones.
Yeah, well,
no, it's not
it
the Dow
works.
Jones. It's up against the dollar, down against the mark.
It kind of sounds nice.
Right, the FTSE 100.
Vimto. Yeah, the Vimto. I don't know. I would call it the Scottish krona. That sounds nice.
Right.
The Skrona.
Great.
Yeah?
Well, these are just ideas. This is just like a brainstorming session.
There's no wrong ideas.
It's just a mind cloud.
It's just about a word that sounds nice. A rupee. How nice is that?
I like it. Yeah, rupee is fun. It's like, it sounds like whippy.
Rupee?
Sounds it's like just, yippee.
It rolls off the tongue nicely. Rupee. Mm. Krona.
Krona's nice.
No offence to the euro, but it doesn't sound nice. Like the franc. Like even Deutschmark.
Mm-hmm.
Deutschmark had a nice sound to it, didn't it?
It was nice.
It was like a...
Bounces along.
A Deutschmark sounds like you...
Rubber ball.
It sounds like you've, yeah, thrown a rubber ball or something and it's bounced back. Or you've slingshotted... a marble into a pillow.
That's what they were going for. That's what they were going for. I quite like the yen.
Yen.
What's that? Oh, I've got some yen.
Yeah, that's 2 million yen.
Fancy some yen? Yeah, why not?
What's Russia got? Russian...
They've got Putin.
Currency. That's called a Trump. A Russian ruble.
A ruble.
See, that sounds nice.
A ruble's good.
Even pound. And it sounds like the sound of when you throw a pound coin down, doesn't it?
Bitcoin is boring.
Dollar's boring. I call it a Scottish, a scoin.
Shilling.
That sounds nice.
A scoin.
That's a scoin.
Scoin. Great.
Five scoins. And what would the pence
five,
be?
Five scoins.
Five scoins and five fucks. There you go.
There we go.
Sorted.
So Scotland, if you're listening.
A scoin and a fuck.
Yeah, a scoin and a fuck.
There you go.
That's your currency.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, take that. For free. Take it for free.
Take it. Have that. That's on us.
But when we're up in Scotland, give us five scoins.
While we're talking about Germany, I found out this week that Hitler,
mm-hmm.
massive coke addict. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been... Yeah, I did.
Did you know that?
He used to have vitamin injections each day.
In his butt.
Yeah, I don't know where they put it, but
well,
like...
that's where they always... That's where they go.
And then he had the assassination attempt, didn't he?
Vitamins in your bum.
Yeah, yeah. Then he had the assassination attempt.
Also in the bum.
In the bum.
He got shot in the bum.
But he had all these splinters in him, and so the doctors started giving him, like, speedballs and shit, and also coke. It's true. And they started giving him coke, and then he started going to meetings near the end of the war. They were like, he to project strength, even though it was fucking hopeless. It's kind of, what's the word? It's recorded that he would go into these meetings, like, high. but
Heil.
Heil. Very Heil. Extremely Heil. And then, you know, project strength in everyone. And the generals were like, well, I think we're fucked, but he seems really confident. So maybe he's got a secret big weapon that he hasn't told us about, hidden
in a field somewhere. That's quite a jump for a doctor to go, so this is a vitamin B injection.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks later go, why don't we up this to cocaine?
Charlie?
And methamphetamines.
Yeah.
He also had animal hormones.
Yeah.
So, you know, just in case, just next time you're out doing blow.
Yeah, I think it's Hitler's drug of choice.
Just remember who else really enjoyed gag.
And it makes complete sense.
It was Adolf Hitler loved cocaine. He wasn't snorting coke, though, was he?
I don't know.
I heard an interesting theory that apparently he escaped to Argentina.
Yeah.
After the war.
Yeah.
With Eva Braun.
Mm-hmm. During the Nuremberg trials, they tracked down quite a few senior ranking Nazis in Argentina, yeah. And some actually remained in Argentina and weren't tried, I think. But I don't think Hitler managed it. I think Hitler just topped himself.
But where are his kids?
I don't know.
Because he's got kids. There's kids running around with the Hitler gene.
Yeah, yeah.
His grandkids. And no, because these kids had kids. It's kind of weird to think that.
Yeah.
But when he got to Argentina, it's actually quite clever because it would be really easy to hide if you're Hitler.
Yeah.
You literally have him shave your head and get rid of the mustache.
Get rid of the mustache.
And no one would know.
Yeah.
And obviously don't wear the Nazi clothes.
Yeah. And set up a tango studio in Buenos Aires. Become a dancer.
You never know.
If he got there, he might have taken up the tango.
Yeah, well, maybe you got into it. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a short break before we do the letters. We'll see if there's any adverts here. And when we come back, we'll answer your problem letters.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Excitable Boy podcast. This is the letters section of the show, where every week you write in with one of your problems and we answer them.
Yeah.
Whatever problem you might be having, write in, come in, sit down, lay down on the sofa. We are your untrained, unqualified, online, digital podcasting agony aunts, uncles. Whatever problem you might be having, maybe it's a work-related problem, like...
Work with a guy called Barry. He sits on the desk opposite you. He is an aspiring novelist, but you both work in advertising. He goes, hey, I've got this manuscript, do you want to read my novel over a pint? And you go, well, yeah, sure, just give it, just email it over, I'll read it
in my book.
That night, that very fucking night, he sends his manuscript over and goes, read it. I think you know, I mean be honest. Be honest, I mean, it's a first draft, but be honest, because I need, all feedback is good feedback. So you give it a bit of a read, and you can't get past the first two paragraphs. It's basically a biographical account of the failure of his marriage. It's very transparent. The next morning you come in, and he goes, did you get a chance to look at the book I wrote? Just be honest. And you go, no, I haven't read it yet. But I'll get down to it. And now you're just playing for time because you don't want to read the book. It's not well written at all. And it has lots of asterisks in it. And it's not even an academic tome. It's a narrative. And it's confusing. It's very confusing. And so you don't read it for 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week, 5 week, 6 week, 7 week, 8 week, four other weeks, and loads of weeks pass by, a rush of months. 22 weeks. It takes a leave of absence, goes away for a bit, And then he comes back and goes, have you read my book? I want you to read my book. You haven't read my fucking book. Do you know how much pain it took to write the book? And you go, do you know what? It took a lot of pain to fucking read some of it. And he punches you in the face. Oh, you're bleeding now. And he storms out.
Use the manuscript as a tissue. And when the blood dries, you give it back to him and say, I've made an improvement.
Right.
That's an addendum. What's it called that you put?
Addendum.
Addendum.
Addendum. You're going to be in a addendum.
It's a page soaked in my blood.
Right into the show.
Or maybe it's a relationship problem. God. Like, do you want a different piece of music?
Yeah, please.
What would you like?
That's fine. Okay. You've been going out with Mary for quite some time now, and it's all going quite fine. In fact, it's going quite well. But there's only one sticking point, is that her brother is kind of racist. Every time you go to the pub, it's, well, it's kind of hell. You don't know how to tell her, but each time he says things that are kind of racist, and you're trying to bite your tongue. But one night you go for a drink with your girlfriend's brother and say, listen, mate, I can't agree with you about that. It's pretty racist what you're saying right now. And he goes, well, what's your fucking problem? I thought you agreed with me when I said, rights for whites.
Britain first. France and Germany and Switzerland and Ireland. America, South America, Canada. They'll come second to Britain.
Jeff Hurst is Britain first.
Cause his name rhymes with first.
My heart is fit to burst. First.
Britain first. Britain first.
You're right into the show. Why not?
It's a sex problem. Like,
you'd rather ice cream.
You what?
You'd rather ice cream.
You'd rather ice cream.
Than have sex.
Ooh, is that a problem?
I think it is.
Why is that a problem?
Because you've lost the urge to do it.
The mojo.
Yeah.
I'd rather have some fish food.
Exactly. But rather, what if you just were like, do you know what I mean?
Rather than some sex food.
Yeah, exactly.
I've reached that age.
Maybe you're just like, oh, do you know
I
what?
I've got a mirror above my kitchen table. All right, first letter. Psychic. Dear EBP, I recently went to a psychic to have my fortune read. Now, I'm definitely a skeptic when it comes to all this stuff, but she was incredibly accurate. She knew a lot about my parents and my grandparents and my hopes and dreams, etc. Anyway, I've recently started dating a DJ, and the psychic told me this year I would fall for a musician. He's really nice and very socially awkward, and I kind of, but not completely, feel like I'm seeing him because of what the psychic told me. For example, if she told me I was going to go with a gardener, then I'd met a gardener, I'd probably give him more of a go, even if we didn't get along that well. I guess my question is, should I continue seeing him or knock it on the head? He is really nice and I do potentially see a future.
Well, the only sticking point is you don't want to feel like some kind of cosmic love puppet. is that the problem?
I guess. I mean, is a DJ a musician? Is that...
No.
I mean...
Because you're playing other people's
music.
Yeah,
first point here.
Yeah, first point, yeah. You're dealing in a purveyor.
I'm not saying DJs aren't without talent. They are definitely with talent.
I am.
But I'm curious as to whether that counts as a musician.
Right.
I don't know if a DJing...
Well, it makes sense, because like he said, whoever this psychic was, they said you'd meet a musician, you met a DJ, not a musician, and he said you'd fall for the person, and you haven't. So it's kind of everything that person's saying is you're getting like a bargain basement version of.
Why is it called going to get your fortune read? Isn't it your future?
Yeah.
Like, fortune, I don't have fortune any fortune. Teller.
I think, you know, I think because it's it's a profession of bullshitters. It's kind of, you know, traveling around in a pre-Enlightenment era in tents and fairgrounds. It's kind of more attractive. You're more likely to go into that tent and spend your whatever scoin on being told something if you think it's going to be a fortune rather than a future.
I think a lot of psychics actually think they're psychic, though, right? They're not all in on the racket. Some of them are using neuro-linguistic programming.
I think some of them convince themselves that they're somehow authentic, yeah. But,
and some of them actually think they're psychic.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not.
But they never tell you, like... they never say things like, when you were 11 years old and no one was home, you had sex with a chocolate mousse.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know?
I do feel that way. I do feel that way. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Wouldn't that be... it would be more... If they were just more specific, you know?
Yeah. Is they funnel you down, don't they? They're trying to find your G-spot. So they kind of go, you know, do you feel that you're not going in the right direction in your life at the moment? You're like, yeah. Right, yeah, that's interesting. I'm seeing a train. Yeah, I take the train every day. Yeah, that's right. There's a seat that you sit on. I do sit in the seats, you know. And it just goes on like that until, you know, they chance upon something a bit more specific and then they just kind of milk the teat.
Someone died, didn't they? Someone died.
Someone died, yeah.
Someone...
People die, yeah.
Someone that you knew is now dead. Yes,
that's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm getting a warm... They were a warm feeling. They liked
the sun.
They
like reading it and they like being in it.
They were close to you, weren't they? Yes,
they were,
dead person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they died, you were sad.
I was sad.
Do you know what? Like, I'd be more impressed if they went, on the day of the funeral, you...
Punched a badger.
You had to take a shit in a Burger King in a service station, didn't you? And they'd run out of toilet paper, so you wiped your bum with the rented silk handkerchief, and then when you returned the suit, you said there was no handkerchief. Is that right? That I would be like, right. Oh my God, you are psychic.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make me go, that person is psychic.
Yeah, why don't they just open with that?
Just one specific thing.
Yeah, you just come into the tent, you sit down, you go, please sit down. When you went to a wedding, you wiped your ass with a silk handkerchief. And quite incongruously, you then thought about the Battle of the Somme. And then you did that, didn't you? And then you'd be like, yeah, I did. That was a weird combination of thoughts. I noted it at the time as a weird combination of thoughts. And you know it somehow. You brain spy.
To answer your letter, I would say, if you like the person that you're dating, carry on going out with them. But if it's just because what the psychic said, then don't worry about it. Because the psychic is almost definitely not psychic.
It'd be great.
Want to sound pessimistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If there are any psychics listening,
yeah.
And I say psychic, not sidekick.
Yes.
To a superhero.
No.
If you are a psychic listening and you want to prove us wrong, please let us phone you and we'll do a psychic reading. Or you can come in as well. I'd say keep going out with him if you like him, but whatever. And also, I'm not sure that a DJ counts as a musician.
Okay.
Next letter. Disgusting sex.
Right.
Dear EBP, this is so disgusting and I can't bring myself to type it, but my brother... and I have recently moved in together. It's very easy to live with him, and we get along really well, but recently his new girlfriend is a colleague at my work, and they have really loud sex.
Mm.
I've started wearing earplugs at night, which I hate, but I can't bring myself to talk to him about it, and now I can't look at her at work. And this is all in capitals, what do I do? I'm so tired and it's gross.
She works with her brother's girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe that's how they met.
And then they live...
They went to the pub one night and she went, Tom, this is Fandy.
Yeah.
Fandy from work.
Yeah, and then
Tom sits down and goes, oh, hi, Fandy. Can I buy you a double gin and tonic?
Right.
And then he seduced her.
Why is the sex so disgusting, though?
Because it's loud. She's having to listen to her bloodline.
Right.
Having...
I don't mind listening to sex.
Fervent sex.
I don't mind listening to sex.
Yeah, but not when it's family.
I suppose if it's family.
I think you need to just tell him about it, yeah. He's your brother, but he's also your housemate. And if he's being a rubbish housemate, You always have to call housemates on stuff, otherwise it just...
So how would that conversation go?
Just go, hey,
hey
bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Hey, I'm just making scrambly eggs. You know,
Smoothie?
I'm making dippy eggs and soldiers.
Yeah, so the ones you
dippy
like.
Dippy eggs and soldiers.
And then you make it all first.
Would
then
you like a dippy egg yeah. and some soldiers like right. we used to have when right. we were kids? Here's a copy of the Beano. I bought it for you.
Right.
Can you please stop having loud sex?
Right.
Sing it. Everything's better through song. It's really loud when you're having sex, and now I'm wearing earplugs when I am in bed.
I can't hear you say, do you like that? And her say, yeah, I love it. And do you like that? And stop asking the questions, very needy.
It's making the workplace environment hard, because I work with her, and she says things like, this thing is really hard, but I've heard that before in the bedroom.
Mm.
She goes, oh, you're really hard. And then at work she goes, this assignment is really hard, and it makes me freak out, and I can't do my job properly. And it's affecting my income. So in a roundabout way, your happiness is having a detrimental effect on my life.
Mm.
So please just tone it down. You don't need to narrate everything.
Yeah.
There you go. Have some eggs.
Have some dippy eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, give me that Beano back. It costs a lot of money. I'm going to take it back to the shop.
You wouldn't narrate everything during sex, would you? I mean, literally, like, existentially, like... I'm touching you there now. No, I'm taking off my socks now.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the day my dad left so I can last longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dog barked. A dog just barked. I'm thinking about the dog that just barked.
Last letter.
Right.
Dear EBP, I heard your show last week and I want you to know that I'm taking it upon myself to try and sleep at work. Was it last week's show? Yeah, you said you fell asleep. You used to go to
I did.
To sleep at work.
Yeah.
And you'd take a blanket in or something.
No, I didn't. I improvised.
You slept on top of the filing cabinets.
I did.
Yeah. I work in a cuttings room in a press archive. A room no one ever comes into, and it smells like old newspapers.
Yep. Tick, tick, tick.
Tim, do you have any tips on how I can get away with snoozing while on the job? And there's another question at the end, which is unrelated.
Well, you have to do a little bit of research, figure out when people come in, when people don't. Lines of sight, always important. So you want to be able to hear people before they see you.
Mm.
That's key.
Mm.
So you can hear people come down a corridor, you get a chance to leap to your feet and look like you're working.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one of those hoodies. Like, there's new hoodies out where there's the pillow built into the hoodie. So you can wear that, go for a snooze.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But you know.
Do you know what I would
do? Just make
sure
it's safe.
If it was me, I'd get one of those motion alarms and put it at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And like have it next to my ear. So if someone's coming, it just goes beep, 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 beep. And it would wake me up so I can quickly jump up and pretend I'm cutting archive stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
If worse comes to the worst and they do round the corner and you're lying down, just roll onto your side as quickly as possible and just go, can you hear that? Can you hear that? And, like, your ear pressed to the ground. And they'll go, what? I can hear something. What, underneath the pillow that you're lying on? Yeah. Do that. But I'm glad I'm inspiring just a level of...
I would maybe lie and just go, my girlfriend kicked me out. And we've been going out for 8 years. Turns out she's been cheating on me for 9 years, which is really confusing. But that's what she told me. And
yeah. Just have that.
And
that.
I have no place left to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's going to fire you for that.
No, but you know, I mean, I would recommend that you get another job. Because, you know, if you're sleeping on the job and you're bored, you probably want a more stimulating job.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, that's it for the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Excitable Boy Podcast. And if you're going to fall asleep at work...
Yeah.
There's a few things you should do
if
you're falling asleep. Because you think no one's gonna walk in.
Snooze, snooze, snoozy, snoozy time at work. Ooh, ooh, you're hungover.
Maybe use a motion sensor so you can get away with sleeping.
Have a hoodie with a pillow in it. And lie down, who gives a shit? Or you hear them coming down the corridor, but you've got your angles of sight worked out. You've got it solid, you stand up, and you go, right, what's going on? And they go, yeah, we're just checking on you, have you done your work? It's like, yeah, I'm all over it, mate. Let's see. And you go, no, I'm not quite ready for that. And they go, you were sleeping, weren't you? Okay, yeah, I was.
Just make something up. Yeah. Say, look, I can't really tell anyone this, but have you heard about that vigilante fighting crime at night? He's all over the news. People call him the Rat Shadow Man.
Rat Shadow Man is out there.
He's a new superhero. He's definitely real. Just Google Rat Shadow Man and you'll see that there's someone who's taking to the streets and taking the law into his own hands, and he's getting rid of all the drug dealers in the areas and all the crime and knife crime. That's me. Please don't tell anyone. I'm like Bruce Wayne, except I'm poor, and that's why I need to sleep at work so I can make the world a better place.
And I'm sorry I'm naked.
See you next week.
Bye.
Here comes some music. Excitable boy. Excitable boy. Excitable boy. Oh yeah. Excitable boy. Excitable boy. Excitable boy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.